This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Attracting employees continues to be a major challenge for Oshkosh area businesses. There's a job fair today from 3 till 6 at the Sunnyview Expo Center. The event is sponsored by the Fox Valley Workforce Development Board, the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, and others. In addition to the jobs, food trucks will be there from 4 till 7 o'clock tonight. Hours at the Menominee Park Zoo are being reduced due to a staffing shortage there. Starting this week, the zoo will be open from 10 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon until it closes for the year on September 24th. Zooloween Boo will not be affected by the staffing shortage. Students from Oshkosh North Communities class spent yesterday 9/11 doing service projects. Students participated in trash cleanup, enhancing an urban forest behind the high school, shoreline restoration on Lake Winnebago, and more. It's hard to believe, but it's been 22 years since the 9/11 attacks. Page 2, today is the Titans Day of Giving, an event that happens yearly on September 12th. It's the anniversary of the first day of classes at the Oshkosh Normal School way back in 1871. It's an opportunity for alumni and friends of the university to make a gift to an area of campus that is meaningful to them. The Oshkosh Common Council meets tonight and is expected to accept a gift from Lures Academy. The school will spend $11,000 to install rapid repeating beacons at a crosswalk on Joslyn Street. The council will also consider building a second retention pond on Sawyer Creek to reduce flooding in Oshkosh neighborhoods. The Oshkosh School Board meets on Wednesday tomorrow night to approve their 2023-2024 budget and also borrow $7.6 million temporarily. And a big congratulations to Fred Stadler of Oshkosh, who became the first EAA volunteer to fly 10,000 kids in the EAA Young Eagles program. Turning to sports, Ty Washington has signed a two-way contract with the Milwaukee Bucks and the Wisconsin Herd. Washington played in the G League last year. In one game, he had 53 points and 10 rebounds. That's a check on Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again later this week. Always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.